Hvala, thank you for coming.
Hvala što ste došli.
You want to read from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, Transcendental Knowledge, text number 10.
Čitat ćemo iz Šrimad Bhagavad Gita, četvrto Bhagavad Gita kakva jeste, četvrto poglavlje transcendentalno znanje, stih broj 10.
Vita ragavaya krodha manmaya mamupashitya bhava gyana tapasa puta madhvaram agata. Does everyone speak English?
Da li možda neko ko govori samo engleski?
Does anyone speak English? And now he's the only one who really counts. So let's read it in Srpski.
Okay, onda čitat ćemo samo na srpskom. Prevod. Oslobođene vezanosti, straha i ljutnje, potpuno usredsređene na mene, uzimajući utočište u meni, mnoge osobe su se u prošlosti pročistile znanjem o meni i tako dostigle transcendentalnu ljubav prema meni. Smisao Šila Prabhupada. Kao što je prethodno bilo opisano, osoba koja je previše sklona materijalno, teško može shvatiti ličnu prirodu vrhovne apsolutne istine. Ljudi koji su vezani za telesno shvatanje života su obično toliko obuzeti materializmom da je za njih skoro nemoguće da shvate kako svevišnji može biti osoba. Takvi materialisti ne mogu čak ni zamisliti da postoji transcendentalno telo, neuništivo, puno znanja i večno blaženo. Prema materialističkom shvatanju, telo je uništivo, puno neznanja i potpuno bedno. Zato ljudi, kada čuju za gospodinov lični oblik, imaju na umu tu istu telesnu ideju. Za takve materialističke ljude oblik gigantske materijalne manifestacije je vrhovni. Zato smatraju da je svevišnji bezličan. Pošto su previše obuzeti materijalnim, plaše se shvatanja o zadržavanju ličnosti nakon oslobođenja od materije. Kada saznaju da je duhovni život individualan i ličan, uplaše se da ponovo ne postanu osobe i tako prirodno više vole neku vrstu stapanja sa bezličnom prazninom. Obično upoređuju živa bića s mehurićima u okeanu koji se stapaju sa okeanom. To je najviše savršenstvo duhovnog postojanja koje se može dostići bez individualne ličnosti. Ovo je vrsta zastrašujućeg stanja života, lišenog savršenog znanja o duhovnom postojanju. Pored njih ima mnogo osoba koji uopšte ne mogu shvatiti duhovno postojanje. Kada im se smuče razne teorije i protivrečnosti raznih vrsta filozofskih spekulacija, postaju zgađeni ili ljuti i budalasto zaključuju da nema vrhovnog uzroka i da je konačno sve praznina. Takvi ljudi se nalaze u bolesnom stanju života. Neki ljudi su previše materijalno vezani i zato ne obraćaju pažnju na duhovni život. Neki se žele stopiti sa vrhovnim duhovnim uzrokom, a neki ne veruju ni u šta, jer su zbog beznađa ljuti na sve vrste duhovne spekulacije. Ova posljednja vrsta ljudi uzima utočište u opojnim sredstvima i svoje bolesne halucinacije ponekad prihvata kao duhovne vizije. Čovjek se mora osloboditi sva tri stanja vezanosti za materijalni svet. Pod jedan, zanemarivanja duhovnog života, 2. Straha od ličnog duhovnog identiteta i 3. Shvatanja o praznini koja potiče od frustracije u životu. Da bi se oslobodio ta tri stanja materijalnog shvatanja života, mora potpuno uzeti utočište gospodina pod vodstvom vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja i slijediti pravila i propisane principe devocijskog života. Posljednji stadion devocijskog života se naziva bhava ili transcendentalna ljubav prema Bogu. Prema Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4, 15-16, nauci o predanom služenju. Would you like to say the verses?
Ado shada tatat sadu sango yabhajna kriya tito narta nivritti sya tito nishta ruchis tata ata sakti sito bhavas tita prema bhavyunchati Sadakana mayam prena Pradurbhave bhavet krama.
Na početku, osoba mora želiti da dostigne samospoznaju. To će dovesti do stadijuma na kome pokušava da se druži sa duhovno naprednim osobama. U sljedećem stadijumu prihvata inicijaciju od uzvišenog duhovnog učitelja. Tako pod njegovim vodstvom, bhakta početnik započinje proces predanog služenja. Predano služeći po uputstvima duhovnog učitelja, oslobađa se sve materijalne vezanosti, dostiže postojanost u samospoznaji i stiče ukus za slušanje apsolutnoj božanskoj ličnosti Šri Krišni. Taj ukus ga vodi do vezanosti za svesnost Krišne, koja sazreva u bhavi, početnom stadijumu transcendentalne ljubavi prema Bogu. Prava ljubav prema Bogu se naziva prema, najviši savršeni stadijum života. U stadijumu preme, bhakta neprestano transcendentalno služi gospodina s ljubavi. Tako, postepenim procesom predanog služenja, pod vodstvom verodostojnog duhovnog učitelja, osoba može dostići najviši nivo, oslobodivši se sve materijalne vezanosti, straha od sopstvene duhovne ličnosti i razočaranja koje vodi do filozofije vojdizma. Tako na kraju može dostići prebivalište svevišnjeg gospodina.
Vidaragavaya krodha maya mau paschitya bhava gyana tapasa puta madhavam agata.
Oslobođene vezanosti straha i ljutnje, potpuno usredsređene na mene, uzimajući utočište u meni, mnoge osobe su se u prošlosti pročistile znanjem o meni i tako dostigle transcendentalnu ljubav prema meni.
Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhaya Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tiramane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Pashacharya Deva. Previous verse Krishna had said,
u prethodnom stihu Shri Krishna je rekao,
janma karma tame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyatvadeham punarjanma naitimam eti sarjana. That if we can understand Krishna's appearance and his activities,
ako možemo da shvatimo Krishnu, njegovu pojavu i njegove djelatnosti,
then we don't have to take birth again.
Onda se ne moramo ponovo roditi.
But we can go back to the spiritual world.
Već se možemo vratiti nazad u duhovni svijet.
Most people don't want to go back to the spiritual world.
Najveći broj ljudi ne želi da se vrati nazad u duhovni svijet.
Most people don't believe there is a spiritual world.
Većina ljudi uopšte ne vjeruje da postoji duhovni svijet.
Therefore, why would they want to go back there?
I zato, zašto bi uopšte želeli da se vrate tamo?
In another part, Krishna says that shariram yadavapnoti yat chapyukramatishraha vihitvaitani samyati vayur ganda ivashya.
S druge strane, što Krishna kaže,
everyone's so relaxed right now.
Svi su tako opušteni u ovom trenutku.
We should actually have a class in asana.
Zapravo bi trebali da imamo lekciju dok radimo neke vežbe. Položaj sedenja.
Then everyone would be very relaxed.
I onda bi svako bio veoma
opušten. Because this is practically like asana.
Jer ovo, what is practically like asana?
You know what asana is when it's really hot?
Da li znate?
You go to the gym and they have all these, you go into a room and they have coal and they throw water on it. And it's just all steam.
Sauna. Kaže, ovdje je kao u sauni. Ja sam pogrešio, izvinjavam se. Ovdje je kao u sauni.
It's like having a class in a sauna.
Ovdje je kao da imamo lekciju u sauni.
The only thing we're lacking is a little more steam.
I malo para ovako isparava.
In any case, we have, in order to want to go back to the spiritual world, we have to believe that there is a spiritual world.
Bilo kako bilo, da bismo uopšte poželjeli da se vratimo nazad u duhovni svijet, trebamo vjerovati da on postoji.
In any case, whatever our conception is, at the time of leaving this body, we'll get our next body.
I kakva god da je naša koncepcija u trenutku smrti, takvo tijelo ćemo dobiti u sljedećem životu.
Most people take their conception of life as for granted.
Mnogi ljudi onako misle da je život tek tako dobijen.
We've been presented by our modern leaders with this idea that we know everything.
Moderni vođe društva nam predstavljaju da mi zapravo znamo sve.
We've gone to the moon.
Otišli smo na mjesec.
There was no God there.
Nema Boga gore.
We went to the bottom of the ocean, God wasn't there.
Otišli smo na dno okeana, ni tamo nema Boga.
We've gone everywhere, there's no God.
Svud smo bili i nigde ga nema.
So, in the absence of God, we have to become, it's our duty to be God.
Tako da u odsustvu Boga, naša je dužnost da mi postanemo Bog.
In 1902, someone wrote an article that we've practically conquered all the diseases.
1902. Godine je neko napisao članak, mi smo praktično navladali sve bolesti.
In the next 10 years, we should be able to do away with all hospitals because we've practically conquered disease.
I za sljedećih 10 godina očekujemo da ćemo moći da zatvorimo sve bolnice zato što smo navladali skoro sve bolesti.
If you read a newspaper or you watch television,
ako čitate novine ili gledate televiziju,
there is a lot of pride, all the knowledge we have.
Postoji tako puno ponosa, sve to znanje koje mi imamo.
And that there's no need, you know, to study these ancient, obscure books like Bhagavad Gita.
I uopšte nema potrebe da se proučavaju te stare, čudne knjige kao što je Bhagavad Gita.
They make no sense.
One uopšte nemaju smisla danas.
They're going to tell you about, you know, reincarnation.
One će vam govoriti o reinkarnaciji.
They're going to tell you if you don't surrender to the guru.
One će vam reći ako se ne predate guru,
you're going to become a dog.
Postaćete pas.
Surrender.
Predaj se.
They'll tell you about some god.
Pričat će vam nešto o nekom bogu.
He has four heads.
Koji ima četiri ruke.
Flies around a peacock.
Koji u kosi nosi paunovo pero.
Their other main god rides around on a bull.
Postoji neki drugi bog koji jaše na nekom biku.
Another one has a swan.
A neki treći ima labuda.
So they think that these people, well, they're obviously a little different.
I očigledno da su tu ljudi, da su ti ljudi malo različiti, drugačiji.
And they actually believe in this book.
I oni zapravo veruju u tu knjigu.
And they actually follow it.
I oni je čak i slede.
They think it's dangerous.
I oni misle da je nešto opasno.
These people are trying to control their minds.
I oni ljudi, ti ljudi pokušavaju da kontrolišu svoj um.
Yeah, oh, this is very dangerous.
I oni kažu, to je jako opasno.
Someone sitting on this big seat and going, surrender.
Neko sedi surrender. Na velikom sedištu i govori, predaj se, predaj se.
And they're all going, yes.
I svi kažu, da.
Look at my finger.
Gledajte moj prst sada.
So they think we're a bunch of religious fanatics.
I oni misle da smo mi samo neka grupa fanatika.
And they're saying there is a God.
I oni kažu, mi kažemo da postoji Bog.
But then they say, what is your proof?
Ali onda oni pitaju, koji je vaš dokaz?
And even if we give them proof, they won't accept it anyhow.
Ali bilo koji dokaz da im damo, oni ga neće prihvatiti.
Even if there is one trillionth possibility, according to their calculation, of life coming out of matter, then it must have happened like that.
Čak i da postoji mogućnost jedan naprema nekoliko trilijona da je život nastao iz materije, oni će prihvatiti da je to ipak moguće.
Because after all, there's so much, just look around you, it's here.
Jer
so it must have happened like that.
Jer samo pogledajte oko vas, sve je tu, mora da se desilo tako.
It's like standing on the bank of the Atlantic of the in Spain or Portugal to go to the shore there in Portugal.
To je kao kad bi neko otišao na obalu okeana u Portugal.
And say, I just swam across the ocean from New York.
I kaže, preplivao sam okean do New Yorka.
And they say, well, what's the proof?
I kaže, preplivao sam okean do New Yorka. I ljudi ga pitaju, pa koji je dokaz?
Well, you say, well, I'm here, aren't I? Otherwise, how did I get here unless I swam?
Ne, on kaže, ja sam preplivao iz New Yorka do ovde. Ljudi ga pitaju, pa koji je dokaz? Pa vidite da sam tu, da nisam preplivao, kako bih bio ovde?
So similarly, they say everything came out of matter, and the proof is there's so much matter around us.
I oni kažu sve potiče iz materije, a dokaz je da ima toliko puno materije svud oko nas.
There's no proof whatsoever.
Ali uopšte nema dokaza zapravo.
They have no idea how things have come about.
Oni uopšte nemaju ideju kako su stvari nastale.
They can't even create one little atom.
Oni ne mogu da stvore čak ni jedan mali atom.
What to speak of a blade of grass?
A šta da pričamo o vlati trave?
All they can do is claim they know everything.
Jedino što oni mogu da rade, to je da izjavljuju da znaju sve.
But if we look around us, we can see that the universe was created with great intelligence.
Ali ako pogledamo svud oko nas, shvatit ćemo da je svemir kreiran velikom inteligencijom.
And we can see when intelligent people get together, they create intelligent products.
I možemo vidjeti kada se skupe inteligentni ljudi, oni stvore inteligentne proizvode.
Therefore, we look at the universe being created with intelligence, there must be an intelligent creator.
I ako pogledamo da je univerzum stvoren sa velikom inteligencijom, onda mora da postoji i inteligentni stvoritelj.
But because people are prejudiced, they won't accept him.
Ali zato što ljudi imaju predrasude, oni to neće prihvatiti.
But here it says that there are three major conceptions that people have.
Ali ovdje je opisano da postoje tri glavne koncepcije koje ljudi imaju.
One is that they're absorbed in the bodily concept of life.
A prva je da su uronjeni u telesno shvatanje života.
Therefore they can't see anything beyond matter.
I zato ne mogu vidjeti ništa van materije, iznad materije.
They assume the material universal form is the supreme.
I za njih ovaj materijalni kosmički oblik je vrhovni.
They have no idea of consciousness.
Oni nemaju ideju o svesnosti.
Although we ourselves are conscious and we have consciousness.
Iako mi sami smo svesni, vidimo da imamo svest.
But if one is very dull, he doesn't even realize he's conscious.
Ali ako je osoba jako tupa, onda zapravo ni ne shvati da posjeduje svesnost.
Prabhupada gives the example, you have a dead body, you can kick on its head, you can stab it, it won't protest.
Šila Prabhupada je dao primjer, kad imate ispred sebe mrtvo telo, čak i da ga šutnete u glavu, da ga zgazite, on se neće buniti.
But if the soul is in the body, you kick on his head, he'll say something.
Ali ako je duša u telu, ako šutnete to telo, to telo će reći nešto.
Might break your leg.
I možda vam polomi nogu.
Because there's a person in the body who has consciousness.
Zato što postoji osoba u telu koja posjeduje svjesnost.
Material nature by itself has no consciousness.
Materijalna priroda sama po sebi nema svjesnost.
Therefore there must be a soul in the body to give it consciousness.
Zato mora postojati duša unutar tela da bi joj dala svjesnost.
Actually the body is dead.
Zapravo telo je mrtvo.
But due to the presence of the soul it appears to be alive.
Ali zbog prisustva duše izgleda kao da je živo.
And when the soul leaves then we can see the body is actually dead.
A kada duša napusti telo, onda zapravo možemo vidjeti da je telo mrtvo.
But because people can't understand that simple fact, therefore they think everything is just matter, there's nothing beyond it.
Ali zato što ljudi ne mogu shvatiti tu jednostavnu činjenicu, zato misle samo postoji materija i nema ništa izvan toga, iznad toga.
And some people they understand the body's changing, but there's a soul inside the body.
Neki ljudi shvataju da se telo mijenja, ali ne shvataju da postoji duša unutar tela.
But they have very bad experience dealing with people.
I imaju veoma loša iskustva u odnosima sa drugim ljudima.
Dead things are very nice.
How?
Things that aren't alive are very nice.
Oni misle da su stvari u životu veoma lepe.
They don't talk back to you.
I oni vam neće uzvratiti lošim riječima.
They don't disturb you.
Oni vas neće uznemiravati.
They do whatever you want with it.
Oni će raditi šta god želite od njih.
But people are they're not very nice because they're not submissive.
I takvi ljudi nisu jako dobri koji vas teraju sve to da radite zato što nisu ponizni, nisu pokorni.
just like Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Sarasvati Prabhupāda was asked, how many disciples do you have?
Baš kao što su pitali Śrīla Bhaktisiddhānta Sarasvatija, koliko učenika ti imaš?
So he said four.
On je rekao četiri.
The person is very surprised. It appears you have so many followers.
I onda ljudi su bili iznenađeni, rekli su, pa čekaj, pa činilo se da imaš tako puno sledbenika.
He said, yes, but I only have four, my two hands and legs, because they're the only ones who actually listen to me.
I rekao je, da, tako izgleda, ali zapravo imam ih samo četiri, to su moje dve ruke i dve noge, jer oni me zapravo jedini slušaju.
So similarly, we may try to deal with people, but they don't follow what we ask them to do.
I slično mi možemo da se ophodimo sa ljudima, ali oni uglavnom neće slijediti ono što ih mi zamolimo.
Therefore, we get in conflicts with them.
I zato dolazimo u sukobe sa drugima.
In a world where everyone's trying to become the supreme, it's very difficult to get along with people.
I u svetu gde svako pokušava da postane vrhovni, jako je teško izaći na kraj sa ljudima.
Because in order to be supreme, we have to eliminate everyone else except for me.
Jer ako smo mi vrhovni, onda trebamo svakog da eliminišemo, da ostane na kraju samo ja.
Then when there's no one left in the world except for me, there will be peace and harmony.
I onda kad na ovom svetu ne ostane nikoga osim mene, onda će zavladati mir i harmonija, sklad.
Finally, everyone will be in agreement. There won't be any problems.
I konačno će svako da se složi i neće biti nikakvih problema.
Therefore, people are fearful will go to the spiritual world, and we're thinking there'll be so much conflict there.
I zato se ljudi boje da se vrate nazad u duhovni svet, jer misle da će biti puno sukoba i tamo.
That I'll go there and I'll be, you know, a slave of God.
Ja ću otići tamo i onda ću biti Božji rob.
Eternally, I'll have to do all this menial work.
I celog života večno ću morati da radim te neke ponizne službe.
Will be the newest person in the spiritual world.
Ja ću biti najnovija osoba u duhovnom svijetu.
And all the service no one else wants to do, they give to us.
I sve službe koje niko drugi neće da radi, da će nama.
Sweep the Rasa dance site.
Da čisti mesto gdje se odvija Rasa ples.
Cook in the kitchen.
Da kuvam u kuhinji.
Take out the dishes.
Da perem tanjire.
Take out the garbage.
Da iznosim smeće.
The difference is we'll be doing it eternally.
A razlika je što tu tamo moram da radim večno.
It's been three lifetimes of Brahma I've been sweeping this.
Već tri života ovde metem čistim.
Can't I even take prasadam?
Čak ne mogu da stignem I prasadam da uzmem.
I'm hungry.
Ja sam gladan.
Even in a prison they give you something.
Čak I u zatvoru ti daju nešto da jedeš.
Well, you keep on complaining, you know where you can go.
I onda kad nastaviš tako da se žališ, znaš gdje ćeš otići.
That's what you got. That's what got you out, you know, in that material world in the first place.
I onda, sorry?
Last time you were complaining, that's how you got into the material world. The last time you complained.
Posljednji put kad si se žalio, to je razlog zašto si došao.
Aha, to Krišna kaže. Aha. Da, prošli put kad si se žalio, onda si došao u duhovni svet. U materijalni svet.
Chant Hare Krishna, be happy.
Mantri Hare Krishna I budi sretan.
So we're afraid that spiritual life is going to be something like material life.
I mi se plašimo da će duhovni život biti nešto poput materijalnog života.
We'll go there and we'll say, why does Radha always get to dance with Krishna?
I odemo tamo I onda mislimo, pa zašto Radha uvek pleše sa Krishnom?
I've been here for trillions of years already.
Ja sam ovde već trilione godine.
Krishna hasn't even looked at me.
A Krishna me nije čak ni pogledao.
Maybe he doesn't like me.
Možda me ne voli.
So we have all these conceptions about the spiritual world like.
Tako da mi imamo sve te razne koncepcije šta je duhovni svet.
I may be a blade of grass.
Ja sam možda vlad trave.
The only thing that happens to me there is people step on me.
I šta će da se desi? Stano će da me gaze.
Ouch, stop.
Voli vas, stanite.
My God, here comes a lawnmower.
Bože, evo ih još.
Yeah. I didn't come to the spiritual world for this.
Pa nisam došao u duhovni svet zbog ovoga.
So we have all these conceptions what we think the spiritual world is like.
Tako da mi imamo sve te razne koncepcije ili predstave o tome šta je to duhovni svet.
Therefore we prefer just emerge into the void and become God there.
I zato mi radije bi da se stopimo sa nečim tamo i da mi postanemo Bog.
At least no one will bother me.
I onda bar niko neće da me uznemirava.
Because nowadays the people who are collecting debts, they may follow you there.
Jer danas ljudi koji skupljaju dugove, utjerivači dugova, mogu možda da vas prate i tamo.
They're so desperate to get their money.
Jer oni su tako očajni samo da stignu do svog novca nekako.
They might even follow you into the Brahman fold.
Možete da vas prate čak i do svetlosti Brahmana.
And the last one, it says, people hear that about everything is made out of matter, or actually we're spiritual souls.
I postoje ljudi koji čuju da je sve načinjeno od materije, da smo mi zapravo duhovne duše.
They hear so many different opinions about everything.
Oni čuju toliko različitih mišljenja o svemu.
But they think everything is just speculation.
I onda misle, ma sve je to samo spekulacija.
They think that at the leaving, time of leaving this body, we just disappear.
I oni misle, ma samo kad napustim ovo telo, onda nestajem.
The only thing left is our gravestone.
I jedino što će ostati za mene, to je nadgrobni spomenik.
After the insects and the moths get done with us, the only thing left is a rock.
I onda...
After the insects... After the moths and worms get done with our body.
I onda će insekti i crvići da pogrickaju naše telo.
The only thing left is a rock.
I onda šta će ostati za nas samo taj nadgrobni kamen, spomenik.
But then again, originally we were supposed to come from a rock anyhow.
Ali bilo kako bilo, izgleda smo mi došli iz nekog kamena.
So there is frustrating thing that I'm going to work so hard.
I to je jako frustrirajuće tako da se razmišlja. Pa čekaj, jako sam teško radio, pokušavao sam da budem dobra osoba.
I'll watch my diet.
Sledio sam svoju dijetu.
They'll need organic food.
I jeo sam organsku hranu.
But then I die anyhow.
A onda čak i ja sam umro.
And Adolf, I'm in the same situation as Adolf Hitler or Mussolini or...
A u istoj sam situaciji kao Adolf Hitler i Mussolini.
We all become the same thing, zero.
Mi svi postanemo na kraju ista stvar, nula.
Why should I work so hard to become nothing?
I zašto bi radio tako teško? Zašto sam radio tako teško da postanem ništa?
If I'm good or bad, it makes no difference.
Pa i da sam dobar ili loš, nikakve razlike nema.
Everyone gets the same result at the end.
Svako dobije isti rezultat na kraju.
Therefore, people become very frustrated.
I zbog toga ljudi postanu jako frustrirani.
And Brother, they take to some kind of intoxication.
I onda Šila Prabhupada kaže, počinju da uzimaju neku vrstu intoksikacije.
Like LSD or something.
Drogu koja se zove LSD ili nešto slično.
And then they write books about their hallucinations.
I onda pišu knjige o svojim halucinacijama.
They still take LSD here in Croatia? They still have those things?
Jel ovdje u Srbiji još uvijek imate te stvari kao što je LSD?
Do they? Yes. I remember when I was a student at the university, some of my friends were taking LSD.
Sjećam se kad sam bio student na fakultetu, neki od mojih kolega su uzimali LSD.
And then they came up with something called STP.
I onda su došli sa nečim što se zove STP.
Which was 1,000 times more powerful.
Što je na izgled bilo 1,000 puta još jače, snažnije.
So one of my friends took it and he said, it was such a nice drug, you never come down.
I onda jedan moj prijatelj je uzeo tu drugu STP drogu i rekao, to je bilo tako dobro, nikad više ne padneš dole.
He spent the rest of his life hallucinating.
I proveo je ostatak svog života halucinirajući.
He walked down the street and he'd see the elephants and the tigers.
Išao je ulicom i na ulici je vidio slonove, tigrove.
Flying through the sky.
Kako lete preko neba.
The purple, green, orange sky.
I vidio je ljubičasto, naranđasto, zeleno nebo.
So he thought he had reached the perfection of life.
I on je mislio da je dostigao savršenstvo života.
And some other hippies at that time, they were giving LSD in the baby formula.
A u to vrijeme neki drugi hippies su davali LSD kroz baby formulu.
Because they thought they'd have, you know, they give their child illumination from the beginning of his life.
Jer tako su mislili da će dati svojoj bebi prosvjetljenje od samog početka njenog života.
So from the time they were one day old, they were hallucinating.
I tako da te bebe sirote kad bi se rodile od prvog dana bi već počele da haluciniraju.
They were enlightened.
One su bile prosvjetljene.
So this is due to ignorance.
To je neznanje.
But then the material universe is more or less situated by nature in ignorance.
Ali po prirodi stvari materijalni svemir je situiran ili postoji u neznanju.
That's why when Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that the body changes but the soul is the same.
I zbog toga Krishna kaže u Bhagavad Giti da se telo menja, a duša ostaje ista.
It's such a simple idea.
To je tako jednostavna ideja.
But it's the most profound science.
Ali to je najuzvišenija i najdublja nauka.
One time at one university, Prabhupada was giving a lecture, a seminar along with other guests.
Jedan je šila Prabhupada na jednom fakultetu davao lekciju, seminar, zajedno sa ostalim gostima.
In South Africa.
U Južnoj Africi.
And there are another Indian gentleman who was also talking, giving a lecture.
I tamo je bio još jedan indijski gospodin koji je također govorio, davao je predavanje.
He told Prabhupada, he said, Swamiji, why are you introducing this Hindu doctrine of reincarnation?
I onda je taj indijac pitao Šila Prabhupada, Swamiji, zašto uvodiš tu indijsku doktrinu o reinkarnaciji?
So Prabhupada said, it's not a Hindu doctrine.
I Šila Prabhupada je rekao, to nije hindu doktrina.
He said, it's a science.
To je nauka.
Because science means that which is observable.
Jer nauka znači ono što je moguće posmatrati.
You have a theory.
Ti imaš teoriju.
You have an experiment.
Imaš eksperiment.
And you have an observation.
I imaš posmatranje.
And therefore you get a conclusion.
I zbog toga donosiš zaključak.
So our theory is that the soul is eternal.
Naša teorija da je duša večna.
We have our experiment.
Mi imamo naš eksperiment.
We can watch the body changing.
Mi možemo vidjeti da se telo menja.
And we can see that the body is always changing.
I možemo vidjeti da se telo stalno menja.
But the person inside the body is always the same.
Ali osoba unutar tela je stalno ista.
Therefore we have our theory, we have our observation. We come up with the conclusion. It's a scientific fact that the body will always change and the soul will always be the same.
I zbog toga mi imamo naučnu potvrdu. Mi pravimo eksperiment, posmatramo i na osnovu toga donosimo zaključak.
Therefore,
da se telo stalno menja, a da je duša večna.
This is real science.
I to je prava nauka.
Not that every year we have to change the Bhagavad Gita.
A ne da svake godine treba da menjamo Bhagavad Gita.
Oh, unfortunately Krishna was, you know, he was a little spaced out 5,000 years ago.
Ma nažalost, Krišna je bio malo rasejan pre 5,000 godina.
Cross out that verse.
I onda treba da precrtamo taj
stih. Cross out that verse.
Ma da precrtamo još jedan.
Science is advancing.
Nauka napreduje.
And now we only have half a verse left.
I sad imamo samo još pola stiha koji je ostao.
No, every word in Bhagavad Gita is exactly the same as Krishna spoke it 5,000 years ago.
Ne, svaka reč je potpuno ista u Bhagavad Giti kao što je Krišna izgovorio pre 5000 godina.
Because it's an actual science.
Jer to je zapravo prava nauka.
It doesn't have to be changed.
I ona se ne treba menjati.
But read a textbook from so-called science 15 years ago and read one now and see how much is the same.
A pogledajte bilo koji naučni tekst pre 15 godina i danas poporedite koliko su isti.
1950 they said light was a wave.
1950 su rekli da je život talas.
In 1960 they said it was a particle.
1960 su rekli da je čestica.
And now they say it's a wavicle.
A sada kažu da je
a wavicle.
What is that word? Kind of a wave?
A wave, it's not a wave, it's not a particle, it's a wavicle.
Aha, to je kolanica. I onda kažu, znači život nije ni talas, ni čestica, nego je talestica.
And tomorrow they'll say it's a popsicle.
I onda kažu,
popsicle. Popsicle is a kind of like a ice cream cone.
I onda to je mešavina kokice i sladoleda.
In English they have this ice cream cone, it's called a popsicle. It's like people go, it's a stick, some ice cream, and then they put a stick into it and they sell it on the street.
To je onaj sladoled ko što ima kod nas ove starinske, onako puste ručicu i onda se u kornet to stavi.
So it's all speculation. There's no so-called science. How could it be a science?
I to sve spekulacije, nagađanje. Kako to može biti nauka?
It's changing all the time. So how can that be proof of what? There's proof of nothing.
I stalno se menja ta nauka. I šta to može dokazati? Ne može da dokaže ništa.
The only thing they're finding out is that they're wrong.
Jedinu stvar koju su pronašli, to je da su pogrešili.
They're not finding out what's the truth, they're just finding out what's not true.
Oni samo pronalaze šta, ne šta je istina, već šta nije istina.
And if someone comes up with the truth, they become very disturbed.
A ako neko dođe sa istinom, onda postanu jako uznemireni.
Oh, this person has found the truth.
Oh, ova osoba je našla istinu.
We're not going to get any more grants for investigation.
Oh, ja više neću dobijem ništa onako neke fondove za istraživanje.
We won't have any income.
Neće imati nikakve prihode.
Our family won't be fed.
Naša porodica neće biti
prehranjena. This person's dangerous.
Ova osoba je opasna.
He's going to spoil the whole thing.
On će da uništi celu stvar.
Make sure no one learns the truth.
Ajde mi da osiguramo da niko zapravo ne nauči.
Or else we'll go broke. We'll lose all our money.
Jer mi ćemo da izgubimo sav svoj novac.
So the point is, most people don't want to know what the truth is.
I glavna poenta je da većina ljudi uopšte ne želi da sazna šta je to istina.
Because the truth is that we're not God.
Jer istina je da mi nismo Bog.
And that's the last thing people want to hear.
I to je zadnja stvar koju ljudi žele da čuju.
They rather suffer in hell eternally.
Oni će radije da u paklu večno pate.
Than surrender to God.
Nego da se predaju Bogu.
That's exactly what we came to the material world to avoid.
I to je zapravo ono zbog čega smo došli u materijalni svijet da bi to izbjegli.
So we have a few problems trying to accept Krishna.
Tako da mi imamo nekoliko problema u našem pokušaju da prihvatimo Krishnu.
It's because we've been trained up since time immemorial to avoid him.
I to je zbog toga što smo od pamtiveka trenirani da ga izbjegavamo.
But most of the ideas we've acquired are all wrong.
Ali većina ideja koje smo imali se pokazalo da su pogrešne.
Therefore we hear from the right source with the right attitude.
I zato ako čujemo iz pravog izvora sa pravim stavom,
then gradually these, and we try to follow the process,
onda postepeno dok pokušavamo da sledimo proces,
then we'll find out that Krishna is actually the most attractive person.
Pronaći ćemo da je Krishna zaista najprivlačnija osoba.
He's the most beautiful.
Da je on najlepši.
He's the most generous.
Da je najvelikodušniji.
He's the most kind.
Da je najljubazniji.
He's the most expert.
Da je najstručniji.
He's the most powerful.
Da je najmoćniji.
Is exactly what we're looking for.
I da je zapravo onakav kakvog tražimo.
Everyone is trying to sat. Everyone feels that dissatisfied.
Svako se osjeća nezadovoljan.
Because they feel like they're lacking something.
Jer svako osjeća nešto mi nedostaje.
But actually what everyone is lacking is simply their relation with Krishna.
Ali zapravo šta je to što svakome nedostaje, to je taj odnos sa Krishnom.
They're trying to fulfill it in so many different ways.
I ljudi pokušavaju da ispune tu svoju prazninu na razne načine.
They're hoping their boyfriend or their husband will be Narayan.
Misle, moj muž ili dečko će biti Narayan.
My wife will be Lakshmi.
Moja žena će biti Lakshmi.
My children will be all plenary expansions.
Moja deca će biti sve delimične ekspanzije.
My home will be just like a Chintamani palace.
Moj dom će biti kao Chintamani palata.
My car will be just like Garuda.
Moja kola će biti baš poput Garude.
So we're just imagining that we're living in some kind of world where we're the center and everyone loves us.
Mi samo zamišljamo da živimo u nekom svijetu gdje smo mi u centru i gdje nas svako voli.
We're just waiting for the time everyone raises their hand and go, Jai!
I samo čekamo na trenutak kada će svi da dignu ruke u vazduh, kada svi da i da kažu sva slava tebi.
It's hard being God, but it's all right.
I onda mi ćemo reći, pa znate, teško je biti Bog, ali...
I appreciate it. Just one more time.
Cijenim to što kažu, tada još jedan.
So we're just hungry for something, we don't know what it is.
Tako da mi smo zapravo gladni za nečim, a zapravo ne znamo šta je to.
We think it's something material.
Mi mislimo da je to nešto materijalno.
But actually we're just hungry for Krishna.
Ali zapravo mi smo gladni za Krishnom.
And unless we become Krishna conscious, no one could ever be satisfied.
I dok ne postanemo svjesni Krishne, niko nikad ne može postati zadovoljan.
Because of our lack of knowledge, we don't know what we're really looking for.
Jer dok nemamo znanje, dok ne dostaje znanje, nećemo ni znati za kim zapravo tražimo.
Therefore we're just going from one situation to the next, looking for something.
I onda ćemo samo ići od jedne situacije do druge, tražeći nešto.
But only when we find Krishna can we actually know what we're looking for.
Ali zapravo tek kad nađemo Krishnu, onda ćemo znati šta zapravo
tražimo. Then we don't have to look anymore.
I onda više ne moramo da tragamo.
So those are very fortunate. If they hear about Krishna from the right source,
i mi smo jako sretni ako čujemo o Krišni iz pravih izvora.
Follow the process.
Ako slijedimo proces.
And then gradually all these misconceptions will go away.
Onda će postepeno sve te pogrešne koncepcije o našem identitetu nestati.
We won't be afraid of death.
I nećemo se bojati smrti.
We won't be afraid of the spiritual world.
Nećemo se bojati duhovnog svijeta.
We won't be afraid of being annihilated and merging into the nothingness.
Nećemo se plašiti da budemo uništeni i skroz da nas više nema.
We'll see that existence should actually be happy and joyful.
I zapravo naše postojanje treba biti sretno i puno blaženstva.
Eternally.
Večno.
So that's very nice.
To je jako lepo.
Prabhupada, you're in a prison for so long.
Ali zato smo u zatvoru tako dugo.
And then they let you out of the prison.
I onda nas odjednom puste iz zatvora.
How satisfied do you feel?
Koliko se zadovoljni osjećate?
Prasanatma. So once we're out of this prison of material consciousness, how happy we'll actually feel.
I osoba koja je van svjesnosti ovog materijalnog zatvora, koliko li je samo ona sretna?
Hvala.
Hvala.
Vapros. Is it Vapros here?
Pitanje.
Pitanje. Pitanje.
Pitanje.
Yes.
Pošto možda malo duže pitanje, da želiš preudiš s vremena sa mnom, ne bi ponavljali dva puta.
Aha, može. So, the question is little long. So,
hopefully it's not too long.
No, just ask him if you can translate in the same time.
Okay, okay.
It would be more easy.
Yeah.
Question is about demigods. Actually, in one purport of Prabhupada, Prabhupada says that we should not turn our attention to any other form of Vishnu. Even Vishnu, only Krishna. And even more, this is for the demigods. But then still, Prabhupada did introduce in our society worshipping for Narasimhadev. We do fast for Tim Rogers.
To
whom?
Then he introduced the fasting for Lord Varaha. Varaha says, then we do chant on Bhagavata, Vasudevaya, and so on. And then also, as an extension of the same question for the demigods, I was always wondering, I put in one question, at least for me, like that, I was wondering why, for example, Arjuna, by being fully conscious that Krishna is God, he did worship Lord Shiva to attain some divine weapons.
So many questions.
I apologize. For me, it was just like one question.
Why
was? Perhaps this is another part of demigods you can answer. Like why in the presence of Lord Krishna, by being fully aware that he is God, why Arjuna was worshipping Shiva to attain divine weapons, his son Samba was worshipping Surya to get cured. Why was he worshipping demigods?
And that's explained in the Krishna book. Do you want to translate?
Yeah, that's why I was asking him, because it was a long question. Pitanje bilo, u jednom komentaru sam pročitao kako Šila Prabhupada rekao da trebamo samo obožavati Krišnu, a ne čak ne obraćati pažnju na neke druge višnu aspekte. Tako da, a Šila Prabhupada ipak uveo obožavanje gospodina Nrsimhadeva, postoji mu zgan pojave gospodina Vrahadeva i tako dalje. I kao drugi deo pitanja je bio vezan za polubogove. Zašto su neki čisti bhakte kao Arjuna morali obožavati polubogove poput Šive da bi dobio neka božanska oružja, zašto je Krišnin sin Samba obožavao Suriju da bi se izlečio bolesti, a ipak su oni bili svesni da je to, da je Krišna Bog.
Because he's a pastime.
Zato što su to zabave.
Otherwise the Krishna book would be very uninteresting.
Inače, knjiga o Krišni bi bila jako nezanimljiva.
Because Krishna wanted, the whole idea was that Arjuna and Krishna wanted to, Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna.
Jer cela ideja koja je iza toga, iza te zabave, je da je Mahavishnu želeo da vidi Krishnu.
Although Mahavishnu is Krishna, but somewhere or another, Krishna is the original form, even his expansions are attracted to.
Iako je Mahavishnu Krishna, ali zapravo Krishna je toliko privlačan da čak i njegove ekspanzije žele da ga vide.
Just like the judge.
Baš kao, na primjer, sudija.
The judge has a certain uniform on.
Sudija ima određenu uniformu.
And they call him your honor.
I zovu ga vaša visosti.
He awards someone some amount of money.
Right?
He awards someone some money.
Aha, on nagrađuje nekog sa nekom sumom novca.
And he condemns another person to death.
A drugu osobu osuđuje na smrt.
But when he goes home at night, he takes off his robes.
Ali kada uveče ode kući, on skine svoju uniformu.
His wife and children come and bring him his slippers.
Njegova žena i deca dođu i daju mu njegove papuče.
And they call him John.
I zovu ga John.
He's the same person.
On je ista osoba.
He looks different.
Ali izgleda drugačije.
He has a different name.
Ima drugačije ime.
He has different activities.
Ima različite aktivnosti.
But still he's the same person.
Ali on je još uvek ista osoba.
So all the expansions of Krishna are the same person.
Sve ekspanzije Krišne su ista osoba.
But if you want to get awarded a certain amount of money, you don't go to John's home and ask for it.
If you want
to get awarded.
Ali ako želite da dobijete neku sumu novca, onda ne idete kod Johna kući i pitate ga da vam on tamo da novac.
You can't go to John's house and ask for him.
Vi ne možete otići u Johnovu kuću da pitate za novac.
You have to go before the judge.
Morate otići pred sudiju.
And if you want to play with John's children,
ako želite da se igrate sa Johnovom decom,
you don't go to the court.
Onda ne idete u sud.
Start playing football with the children in the court.
Ne možete igrati fudbal s decom u sudu.
Therefore, Krishna has different expansions and they serve different purposes.
I zbog toga Krishna ima različite ekspanzije koje su namijenjene da ispune određenu svrhu.
So Arjuna, he had to be put into some problem.
I Arjuna je bio stavljen u neku problematičnu situaciju.
If he had turned to Krishna, then there would be no problem.
I ako bi se okrenuo Krišni, ne bi bilo problema.
But if there was no problem, then he wouldn't have tried to get the sons of the Brahman.
A da nije postojao problem, on se ne bi trudio da vrati u život sinove Brahmane.
So Krishna would never have taken him to the spiritual sky to see Mahavishnu.
I onda ga Krišna nikad ne bi odveo u duhovni svet da vidi Mahavishnu.
And there would be no pastime.
I onda ne bi postojala ta zabava.
So Krishna arranged that Arjuna, he worshipped Lord Shiva, so there could be a pastime.
A i onda je Krishna uredio da Arjuna obožava Shivu, tako da bi se desila ta zabava.
As far as why Prabhupada says, we should only fix our mind upon Krishna.
A što se tiče toga što je rekao Šila Prabhupada, naš um trebamo usredsrediti jedino na Krišnu.
Because Krishna is the original, he's the original personality of God.
To je zbog toga što je Krišna izvorna svevišnja božanska osoba.
Therefore, even when we remember Lord Nrisimhadev,
zbog toga čak i da sećamo gospodina Nrisimhadeva,
even when we remember Lord Ramachandra,
čak i da sećamo gospodina Ramachandra,
we see them in relation to Krishna.
Mi ih vidimo u odnosu sa Krišnom.
Not that I'm remembering Lord Ramachandra and think, oh my God, I'm in Maya, I can't forget this.
A ne da mislim, ovo, samo se Ramachandre sećam, pa u Maji sam.
This green person keeps on coming to my mind and spoiling my meditation.
Ta zelena osoba stalno dolazi u moj um i uništava moju meditaciju.
No, we remember Lord Ramachandra. We read his pastimes. They're in the Bhagavatam.
Ne, mi se sećamo zabava gospodina Ramachandre, čitamo ih, one su u Bhagavatam.
But we remember that he's an expansion of Krishna.
Ali mi se sećamo da je on ekspanzija Krišne.
And of course, like Murari Gupta or others such as Anupam, they had a relationship, their eternal relationship was with that of Lord Ramachandra.
Ali naravno postoje bhakte, kao što su Murari Gupta i Anupam, oni su večni bhakte gospodina Ramachandre.
But still they worshipped Lord Chaitanya.
Ali još uvijek su obožavali gospodina Chaitanya.
Knowing that he's the original Lord Ramachandra.
Jer su znali da je on izvorni gospodin Ramachandra.
But still they loved Lord Ramachandra.
Ali još uvijek su voljeli gospodina Ramachandra.
Murari Gupta was Hanuman.
Murari Gupta je bio Hanuman.
An incarnation of Hanuman.
On je bio inkarnacija Hanumana.
But we start with the top, Krishna.
Ali mi počinjemo od vrha, Krishna.
And of our relation with Krishna, then we'll develop spontaneous love for him.
I ako razvijemo svoj odnos sa Krišnom, onda ćemo razviti i odnos spontane ljubavi prema.
And if our relationship is with some expansion Krishna, then we'll remember that expansion eventually.
A ako je naš odnos sa nekom Krišnjenom ekspanzijom, onda ćemo na kraju razviti odnos sa tom ekspanzijom.
But if our relation with Krishna, if we remember some expansion, but our relationship is actually with Krishna,
ali ako je naš odnos zapravo sa Krišnom,
it may take a long time before we revive our relation with Krishna.
Potrebno je jako dugo vremena pre nego što razvijemo svoj izvorni odnos sa Krišnom.
Gopkumara, he went through the heavenly planets.
Gopkumari je putovao kroz rajske planete.
Through Shiva Loka.
Kroz planetu na kojoj živi Shiva.
Through Vaikuntha.
Kroz Vaikuntha planete.
To Ayodhya.
Kroz Ayodhya.
To Dvaraka.
Kroz Dvaraku.
And finally he made it to Vrindavan.
I konačno je stigao u Vrindavan.
So we start with Vrindavan.
A mi počinjemo sa Vrindavan.
And if our relationship is in some other place, then that will automatically be achieved.
I ako je naše zapravo mesto na nekom drugom mestu, mi ćemo na kraju doći to mesto bez nekog posebnog truda.
Anarpitam shrim sharat karuna ya vitirna kalo samarpayitum unodpala Rasam Svabhakti Shriyam Hari Parata Sundara Duti Kandamba Sandipitaha Sadaridya Kandare Spuratu Vasachinandana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's giving all the rasas.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu daje sve odnose.
But he's also giving Ujjvala rasa.
A također daje i najviši odnos koji se zove Ujjvala rasa.
So we worship Krishna, then we can, all the rasas are there.
I kad obožavamo Krishnu, svi odnosi su tamo.
But if we have some rasa other than directly with the form of Krishna, that will automatically be achieved.
Ali ako imamo odnos sa nekim drugim oblikom koji nije direktno Krishna, to ćemo također na kraju dostići.
Anything else? Yes.
I would like to ask Maharaj from the purport of Srila Prabhupada. The man must became liberated of all the three stages of bondage to material, yes, world. Neglecting of spiritual life, the fear of personal spiritual identity,
the frustration due to void existence.
Yes, and I don't understand this first two, the neglecting of spiritual life and the fear of personal spiritual identity. Da, pitao sam Maharadža ove tri stvari što je rekao Šrila Prabhupada. Čovjek se mora osloboditi sva tri stanja vezanosti za materijalni svijet, zanemarivanja duhovnog života, straha od ličnog duhovnog identiteta i shvatanja o praznini koja potiče od frustracije u životu. I rekao sam da ova dva prva ne razumijem najbolje, zanemarivanje duhovnog života i straha od ličnog duhovnog identiteta.
If someone doesn't believe there's such a thing as spiritual life,
ako neko ne vjeruje da postoji takva stvar kao što je duhovni život,
why would they bother engaging it?
I onda bi, zašto bi se čovjek uopšte mučio da se bavi tim?
Someone who thinks that there's nothing beyond the material energy, why will they come here and chant Hare Krishna?
Ako neko misli da ne postoji ništa izvan ove materijalne energije, zašto bi došao ovdje da peva Hare Krishna?
They think these people are weak.
Misli, ovi ljudi su slabi.
Or they're crazy.
Ili su ludi.
Therefore they're worshipping some person called God.
I zato obožavaju neku osobu koja se zove
they
Bog.
They could be doing something important.
Mogli bi da rade nešto važnije.
Like watching a movie.
Kao da gledaju neki film.
Or making some money.
Ili mogli bi da zarade malo para.
I mean, the Olympic Games are going on. These fools are singing some song.
Sad su olimpijske igre, a ove budale pevaju neke pesme.
Because they don't believe that there's such a thing as spirit.
Zato što oni ne vjeruju da postoji takva stvar kao što je duh.
And as far as the spiritual identity,
a što se tiče duhovnog
identiteta, they think spiritual, if there is something spiritual, it's impersonal.
Oni misle ako postoji nešto duhovno, to je bezlično.
Because they think people they have so many bad emotions towards each other.
Jer misle da ljudi imaju toliko loših emocija jedni prema drugima.
They're afraid if we're persons we'll get into so many problems.
I onda su uplašeni da opet budu osobi u duhovnom svijetu, jer tamo sigurno isto ima puno problema.
As I said, we'll go to the spiritual world, we'll see there is Radha and Krishna.
I onda kažu, ako odemo u duhovni svijet i vidimo da su tamo Radha i Krishna.
They get all the attention.
I oni dobijaju svu
pažnju. They get all the love.
Oni dobijaju svu ljubav.
And I've been here billions and trillions of years, no one has even noticed I've come back.
A ja sam ovdje bio milionima, milijardama godina, niko nije ni primetio da sam se vratio.
I've been trying to sit, you know, they're just focused on Radha and Krishna and they don't care about me.
Već svi se fokusiraju na Radu i Krishnu, niko ne mari za mene.
I think I'll go back to the spiritual world.
Ja sam mislio
da... Out of the material world.
Ja...
Mislim da ću se vratiti u materijalni svijet.
At least my mother recognized.
Bar će tu moja mama da me prepozna.
Here no one even, you know, they couldn't care less.
Jer nema neke baš razlike.
At least in the material world they have devotee care.
A u materijalnom svijetu bar imamo jednu organizaciju koja se zove Briga za
Bhakti. No one cares about the devotees.
A u duhovnom svijetu niko ne brine za
Bhakti. They only care about Radha and Krishna.
Samo brinu za Radu i Krishna.
So that way, that's our fear.
I to je naš strah.
Better become impersonal.
Bolje da postanem bezličan.
Then there is no one to compete against.
I onda ne moram s nikim da se takmičim.
Anything else?
Još nešto?
Kako prevazići, pošto lepo smo se nasmijali, prepoznajemo sebe u svemu tome?
So, we was laughing a little because we find ourselves in ourselves in this what you are speaking about.
I kao što je rekao da mi idemo direktno na vrh Radha
and
Krishna.
As you said, we are going directly to the top, Radha and Krishna.
Kako prevazići je sve to i zaista voliti Krishna, znači da ne bude nekom sentimentalnom i na nekom spekulativnom nivou naše ljubavi, ono kako mi mislimo da volimo, u stvari to je sve.
And, but how really to overcome these obstacles you were speaking about and really to come on that level.
Kako početi to really, zaista.
And how to start to love really.
Stop contemplating the objects of the senses.
Prestanite sa kontempliranjem objekata čula.
Don't look around the material world for something to enjoy.
Nemojte gledati okolo u materijalnom svijetu tražeći nešto da uživate.
Instead, look at the world as Krishna's property.
Radije gledajte da je ovaj svijet Krishnino vlasništvo.
Don't become attached to something.
nemojte postati vezani za nešto.
With the idea I'm going to enjoy it.
Sa idejom ja ću to da uživam.
Instead, look at everything as Krishna's property for Krishna's enjoyment.
Radije gledajte sve je Krišnino vlasništvo za njegovo uživanje.
Then we'll end. Don't think that. Well, if we do that, then the result is we'll remember Krishna.
I ako delujemo na takav način, rezultat će biti da ćemo se sećati Krišne.
And the more we remember Krishna, the more we come to the spiritual platform.
I što se više sećamo Krišne, to više dolazimo na duhovni nivo.
Like putting an iron in the fire, it gets hotter and hotter and hotter, till eventually it becomes just like the fire.
To je kao kad stavite metalnu šipku u vatru, ona postaje sve vrućija i vrućija i vrućija, dok na kraju ne postane poput same vatre.
But we chant Hare Krishna.
Dok pevamo Hare Krishna.
And then when we're done, we're looking around, you know, what to eat, where to sleep.
I onda mantramo Hare Krishna, gledamo okolo, pa čekaj, gde, šta ću da jedem, gde
Everyone
ću da
looks
spavam.
So beautiful now.
Svi su tako lepi oko mene.
We try to look around what to enjoy in the material world.
I ako gledamo oko sebe šta možemo da uživamo.
It's like taking the iron out of the fire and putting it into ice water.
To je kao da uzmete tu gvozdenu šipku koja je bila u kontaktu s Krišnom i rashladite je u hladnoj vodi.
So we want to meet Krishna, we have to keep the, ourselves in Krishna consciousness.
I da bismo bili u kontaktu s Krišnom, trebamo sebe održati u svesnosti Krišne.
Then our, eventually, after we're liberated, then our natural feelings towards Krishna will be arisen again.
I onda na kraju, kad postanemo oslobođeni, naša prirodna osjećanja prema Krišni će se pojaviti ponovo.
But as long as we're looking around to see what to enjoy,
ali sve dotle dok gledamo oko u sebe, u ovom svetu, šta možemo da uživamo,
as long as we're becoming attached to the objects of the senses,
sve dotle dok postajemo vezani za objekte čula,
as long as we're becoming influenced by lust and anger and
sve
greed,
sve dotle dok smo pod uticajem požuda, gneva i pohlepe,
then along with that we'll have to accept delusion.
I onda zajedno s time prihvatamo i iluziju.
And forgetfulness.
I zaborav.
And we lose our intelligence.
I mi gubimo svoju inteligenciju.
And then we're in the material consciousness.
I onda smo u materijalnoj svesnosti.
Prabhupada said our problem is we're not sufficiently afraid of Maya.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao, naš problem je što se nedovoljno plašimo Maje.
We get a little purified and we think, all right, let's enjoy.
Malo se pročistimo, da kažemo u redu. Ajde sad da uživam.
The feast.
Gospa.
You're up there, we're down here, let's eat.
Ti si tamo gore, a mi smo ovde, ajde da se dobro najedemo.
So we have to be a little sober.
Uvek trebamo biti malo promišljeni.
Then gradually we can make some advancement.
I onda ćemo postepeno napraviti napredak.
And stop contemplating becoming the enjoyer and the controller of the material energy.
I prestaćemo da smatramo sebe uživateljem ovog materijalnog sveta. I kontrolorom.
Yes.
Da?
U ovom stihu se spominje transcendental ili duhovno telo.
In this verse, transcendental or spiritual body is mentioned.
Mi pored, zapravo, mi imamo materijalno i spiritualno telo i sad se spominje i duhovno telo. Kakvi su oni međusobni odnosi?
Actually, it is stated that we have material, spiritual and transcendental body. And what is the relationship between them?
I kako se razvija transcendental
body? And how are we developing a spiritual or transcendental body?
Well, we are a transcendental body.
Mi jesmo transcendentalno.
That's who we are.
To je ono što mi jesmo.
But we're asleep.
Ali to je uspavano.
Therefore, we have to wake up.
I zbog toga trebamo se probuditi.
It's like you have a spark.
Kao kad imate iskru.
If the spark is in the fire, it glows.
Ako je iskra u vatri, ona sija. Dobija energiju od vatre.
If it's in the water or on the sand, it doesn't glow very much.
Ako je u vodi ili na pesku, ne sija puno.
Practically becomes extinguished.
I zapravo se gasi.
So right now we're asleep.
I u ovom trenutku mi smo uspavani.
We're a spark, a spiritual spark, covered by a lot of material energy.
Mi smo duhovna duša koja je pokrivena sa jako puno materijalne energije.
So first we have to clear away the material energy.
I prvo moramo da očistimo tu materijalnu energiju.
Material consciousness.
Materijalnu svjesnost.
Then the spark will begin to grow again.
I onda će iskra početi da sija opet.
When it's actually back into the fire.
I kad se zapravo vrati u vatru.
And then when it's fully enlivened and fully in the fire long enough, then the spiritual body becomes manifested.
I onda kad postane prosvetljeni, kad je jako dugo u vatri, onda duhovno telo počne da bude manifestovano opet.
At the stage of bhava,
na nivou bhave,
we're actually awakened to our spiritual identity.
Mi zapravo opet probudimo svoj duhovni identitet.
And when we're at the stage of prema,
a kad smo na nivou preme,
then our spiritual identity is fully awakened.
Onda je naš duhovni identitet potpuno probuđen.
Before that we're more or less asleep to different degrees.
Pre toga mi smo uglavnom u stanju spavanja do različitog nivoa ili stepena.
Now at least we know we're supposed to wake up.
Sada bar smo saznali i znamo da trebamo da se probudimo.
But before we wake up we want to find out who we actually are.
Ali pre nego što se probudimo mi želimo da saznamo ko smo.
It's like a night you're dreaming, you're Napoleon Bonaparte.
To je kao u snu kad sanjate da ste Napoleon Bonaparte.
You completely forgot who you are.
Zapravo potpuno zaboravite ko ste.
So until you wake up, you're going to keep on thinking you're Napoleon.
I dok se ne probudite, nastavit ćete da mislite da ste Napoleon.
But then when you wake up, you can find out who you really are.
Ali kad se probudite, onda zapravo otkrijete ko ste.
One more, yes.
U zabavama četinja Mahaprabhua učestvovao je i Haridas Thakur.
In the pastimes of četinja Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur also took place.
On je u stvari bio čarija za pevanje svetih imena.
And he was actually the čarija of the chanting of the holy names.
I rečeno je da je on inkarnacija Brahme.
And it is stated that he is the incarnation of Brahma.
Kako je Haridas Thakur odredište dobio, s obzirom da je on inkarnacija Brahme, a Brahma je još uvek prisutan u materijalnom svijetu?
And which destination he has attained because he is incarnation of Brahma and Brahma is still in this material world.
So he's still here?
On je još uvek ovdje.
But he's a pure devotee.
Ali on je čisti bhakta.
He's a pure devotee Brahma.
On je čisti bhakta Brahma.
So he's still chanting Hare Krishna.
I on još uvek mantra Hare Krishna.
You can be in any position, be a pure devotee.
A možete biti na bilo kom položaju i biti čisti bhakta.
Including Brahma.
Čak i uključujući Brahma.
All right. Hare Krishna.
Hvala.